Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show today. My name is John Drummond, or Yang Haowen.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎各位再度来到 NG 英文。我是 Angela.
We have a great episode for you today with my good friend Edward, who is known around the Taiwanese community as Dr. Fu.
是的，没错。今天我们的来宾除了是一位超提倡养生之道的内科医生以外，也是一位创业达人。目前呢，手边已经开了三间公司。
My guest today is Taiwanese. He is a medical doctor, entrepreneur. He is a lover of learning new things, being useful, having impact, and so much more.So, everyone, please welcome my new friend, Dr. Edward Fu.
Hello, everyone. My name is Edward Fu.
What's up, brother? Man, thank you for joining us today on NG 英文.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You are an incredible mind. It's wonderful to get to know you a little bit right now. You are a doctor. You are an entrepreneur. You are a lover of healthy lifestyles.
Yes, especially healthy cooking.
Especially healthy cooking. And we're going to talk about all that today. But I was hoping you could give our audience here on NG 英文a little introduction about yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Edward Fu. I'm currently a physician in internal medicine and a geriatric medicine. It's focusing for elder peoples. And I'm also an entrepreneur. I have three companies running in hand. One is Umil. They're making healthy and low glycemic index lunchbox.And the second one we're talking about is the Plan A. It's a vegan, plant-based food company, and we're making milk alternatives for the Asian people. And the third one is called Cheng Anhe, and they're making geriatric supplement for the next generations.
Beautiful summary right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to make it short.
I love it. You're smooth right there. Yeah, so much to talk about. Like you said, Umil doing healthy lunch boxes. You can find this on Uber Eats or
Foodpanda? Yes. Yeah, Foodpanda and Uber Eats. Both.
Yeah, both all the healthy lunchbox options and the newest company doing healthy supplement drinks for the older generations.
Yes, exactly.
But today I would love if we could focus on Plant A.
Yes.
Which is your, yeah, fun word there, Plant A, which I love. It's your version kind of an alternative to cow's milk.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the reason we called it Plant A, because we believe we just have one Earth. So that's the Plant A. We don't have Plant B.
Oh, marketing 101 right there, friends. Love that. Yeah, we don't have Plant B.You're right. So I love that.
But just like we talked before, unfortunately, when we're finding dealers in USA, especially in California, my friends told me that, Edward, you need to change the name because Plant B is the biggest condom seller in the California.
Yeah, Plan B is a pill that you might take, unfortunately, if you get pregnant.
Yeah. So that's really not a...good strategy. We're still working on the problem.
yeah. It's an admirable problem to have, but I love the concept, and I'm sure your intelligent mind can think of a fun new solution for that. So I was thinking we could focus a little bit on that today, because you were talking to me earlier about the fact that a lot of coffee shops only
Yes.
offer traditional styles of milk, which is cow's milk.
Yeah.
And so what is your kind of goal right now with this company?
Yeah, and I believe right now in 2021, a lot of people, though, they tried oat milk, especially Oatly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in 5 or 6 years before, people didn't know there's oat milk they can be a substitute for the real milk. Yeah, the concept I saw it is in like six or seven years ago in Europe, the startup, the news, is the Oatly, when they changed their CEO and...Before, Oatly is a Swedish company, the startup. They have a new process to make the oat into some milk form. Mm. And it tastes really good. And because of the process, they could make the oil, the sunflower oils, into the oat milk. So they can make latte. You know, we want to make a latte, we have to push the hot steam inside the milk and make it with smoothie bubbles. And traditionalvegan milk, like soy milk, like doujiang, we drink every day. We cannot make latte via doujiang because once we push the hot steam inside the liquid, The protein inside the soy milk will make the bubble really easy to fall down. So you cannot taste or make a latte by the soy milk.
Yeah, and you know, it's beautiful when you think of kind of the food science behind it. It is so technical.
Yeah.
And I love that because you can pull from your medical background.
Yes.
To kind of help us understand, actually, how do you make a good latte? And it is all the science. And, you know, it's like the medical profession.
Yeah, and we saw Oli right now. They have the IPO in US this year. They are making great success. But we want to make more, and we want to make the taste more Asian style. Oli is designed for making latte, but how about making milk tea? How about making bubble milk tea? So that's why we have plan A. The old drink we have is manufactured in Italy, and we try to balance the sweetness with some sea salt, and we use an extra sunflower oil inside our drink. So actually, if you drink Oli with and comparing with our plan A oat milk, we are more light, and we taste a little bit salty, a little bit. But if you try to make it with Asian style drink, especially like 珍珠奶茶, the bubble milk, we taste a lot better than Oli, and we are cheaper.
That's beautiful, yeah. And such an entrepreneur you are right there, thinking about all the aspects that make 珍珠奶茶 delicious. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so cool. I have such a curiosity to how are you balancing your time right now? You have a clinic at NTU.
Yes.
You're running three companies. Edward, how do you do this?
In the beginning, in the last 3 years, because I was still under training in the medical resident, so like 70% of my lifetime is spent inside the hospital, including like night shifts. But in that time, I'm talk with several entrepreneurs and people inside the hospital there, or professor. They are much more busier than me. They said, if you want to make something extraordinary, you have to put yourself or position yourself as a company. So you are your own company. You have limited time. You have limited resource. And how do you want to plan it? And you have to decide which one is expendables, something you have to move on. So you have to give up and beforehand, and everything, like every project, like I will plan to spend 3 hours on UMIL, 5 hours on plan A, or 7 hours on my geriatric company each week, which is the most important priority in each company. So I have to spend my 3 hours and make my 3 hours count. That's how I schedule my week.
It's beautiful, and it's so efficient in that way. Yeah. Do you rebalance that time throughout the week if you are needed more at UMIL or if you're needed more at Plan A?
Yes, but I will review why I spend like more than I thought. And maybe something went wrong. Maybe something I need to change my schedule, or I need to spend my plan. But the core concept is we need to spend time like money. We spend time with budget. So if you spend every time with a budget and a clear planning, and I think you make your time more efficient.
It's beautiful. Yeah, that budget concept.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a certain amount of time per day, per week,
yes,
per month, per year. How do you allocate that time? Beautifully, beautifully said. And look at how successful you are.
I'm still working on it. I need to be better.
It's really, you're a humble man also. It's shout out to your parents.
Thanks.
So a question I know that a lot of my entrepreneur friends don't like, but they also like, is what does the future look like for you?
Yeah, because my companies are all focusing on nutrition, diet, and medical, the combination of these. So the core concept or the big picture in my head is dieting or eating things is not like technology advancing. Like, you'll use new iPhone, you'll use new cars, electric cars. And if you compare with people from 100 years ago, everything is different. But diet, the things you eat, is kind of exactly the same comparing 1,000 years ago. Like nowadays, we're eating foods is just like Song Chao, like 1,000 years ago. But you have laptop, you have electricity, you have electric cars. It's a whole different world. If you compare even 50 or 60 years ago, but not about food. That's because food is a really complicated and it's like a common memory of humankind. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to change very, very huge because we believe that's part of how we're being a human. So my concept is the food technology will serve the cultural aspect, not the cultural aspect to serve the food technology. And to let everybody know, it's like because the old cell phone, they don't have screen, they're only black and white, and it's very heavy, so we want to change it. And right now we need a colorful phone. It's really light and it got a lot of powers inside it, and we don't need much effort to change our habit to use the new laptop, to use the new iPhone, right? So we don't need much training or much effort to change from Nokia to iPhone. It's really easy for us because things come more colorful and things got more efficient. But we don't change the way we diet. We drink milk for 1,000 years. And look, the old milk is the milk alternative. So the food technology is serving for the food culture. We use food technology to make something it looks like, it tastes like something, but inside of it is something else. It's a really interesting concept. It's totally different from the technology advance. That's what I saw. So I believe in the future, the food technology will still serving the cultural aspect of food. And that's what I'm focusing on.
Mm, it's beautiful. And I'm so excited to see where you go with this because so rightfully said, you know, we've been eating the same thing for thousands of years.
Yes.
And yet it's the only pillar of our life that hasn't really caught up to where we are today.
Yes.
And so the future of food tech is going to be a wild and exciting time. And I'm glad that you are at the forefront of that here in Taiwan.
节目上半段一开始这边来宾提到他手边目前经营的三家公司，好，诶，真的很厉害，当内科医生的同时还可以有时间经营其他事业，时间管理做的也太好了吧。好，那他在介绍这些公司的时候，我们也听到了一些各位平常可能比较少接触到的字，这边呢来跟大家简单说明一下。第一个 Glycemic Index， 意思是升糖指数，或是一般也常常会直接就把两个字简化变成 GI， 好，跟电影特种部队那个 GI 就没有关系哦。好，那 Low GI 就是我们最近越来越夯的 DGI 低糖，像刚刚提到他们这间店优善良 Umeo 就是在专卖低糖 DGI 的便当餐盒。好，那第二间提到做牛奶替代品做植物奶的这间公司呢，就是我们比较熟悉的 vegan plant-based， 好，纯素植物性饮食，像是豆奶、杏仁奶、燕麦奶等等的这些。那这些素食的说法我们前阵子在乌恰恰那一集有介绍过，有兴趣的听众朋友可以去回顾一下，这边就不多说。那第三间公司做保健食品的刚才用到的字是 supplement，像维他命啦、益生菌、叶黄素、胶原蛋白等等，这些都是。接着来宾跟大家分享到的是他第二间公司 Plant A 纯植物性饮食品牌的产品和公司名称由来。好，他们之所以会叫 Plant A， 其实是在玩一个跟 A 计划 Plan A 发音很像的文字游戏啦。好，因为一般可能如果 A 计划失败，你还有 Plan B、Plan C 还有 B 计划、C 计划这样子，但是因为我们就只有一个地球嘛，如果环境被破坏了，不过还有第二个地球，还有 B 计划给你重来。加上植物饮食对环境保育很有帮助，而且植物 Plant 跟计划 Plan 发音很像，所以才取名为 Plant A。只是呢，这个 Plan B 常常指的是我们讲的事后药，他们刚才会说，诶，可能要考虑改名，然后不然会有点尴尬。但是其实你知道吗？大概在五六年前，这种植物奶几乎没有人知道，是一直到最近掀起一股这个植物性饮食风潮，社会大众对于植物奶这概念才越来越不陌生，而且越来越多咖啡厅呢，有开始卖用燕麦奶做的拿铁。尤其大家对瑞典欧里那个原味燕麦奶也是很爱不释手，有没有？那因为台湾饮品市场除了咖啡以外，还有奶茶、珍奶这一类的，所以他们目前公司 Plant A 也是积极在开发这方面的销售，专卖做奶茶用的燕麦奶。那当然要当医生照顾病人，又要经营三间公司，真的很不容易。其中最关键的呢，就是时间管理嘛。好，来宾提到一个我觉得 真的是要好好记住的是呢，把时间当成钱来看。毕竟时间就是金钱嘛， time is money, right? 好，我们花钱有预算，那花时间也一样要有，这样子才能够比较有办法在有限时间内呢，把我们的代办事项处理完成。那刚这部分有提到一个字 allocate, 它是分配的意思，像 time allocation, 就是时间分配。好，或是你如果想要表达时间管理的话，就会变成是 time management。好，上半段最后这里，我们来宾医生兼老板分享到他这三间健康饮食公司未来的愿景。他说呢，我们吃下肚的东西自古以来都差不多，不像科技日新月异，手机啦车子的功能不断在变。但是也因为科技的发达，我们来宾希望未来他可以继续结合现代技术，来透过饮食科技 food technology, 好把健康食品发扬光大。好啦，那这段内容就先在这边告一段落，我们赶快继续听下半段的分享。
If you don't mind though, could we shift gears a little bit to kind of the story of Edward? And where has a language played a part in your life as a doctor and as an entrepreneur? So maybe could you start with, when did you begin caring about English?
The motivation of learning English is playing video game.
Okay, I did not know that.
I believe in that when I was really young, the Age of Empires.
I love Age of Empires.
I love it. Yeah, I love
it
too.
The PC version? The computer?
Yes, the computer version. Yes, I love it. And in that time, it's only English version. Mm-hmm. And I was still in elementary school, and those complicated words, it's really hard to understand. So I need to learn about it so that I could play. Yeah, that's, I think the first time I realized that learning English or learning another language will really help you out in solving problems.
Wow, I love that. We hadn't talked about that. I love that is the true origin story for you, because you had probably in school been learning it, but it's just a subject. You don't have the higher thinking to why it's useful. And then you want to play a game and you're like, oh no, I can only play this in English.
Yes.
And thinking a little bit also about your medical profession.
Yeah.
Was it true that a big part of your language development happened because you were accepted into an internship program in the US?
Yes, it is really, really important to me because my English is not bad. So I have an opportunity to go to Temple University in Philadelphia. And I didn't just learn the English about medical. I learned many other stuff, and those English helped me out really a lot. And when I was in an internship, and I saw in that time, iPhone 1 had just came out. That's the time when people just started. Yeah, like seven years ago, they are using iPhone 1, and the iPhone 2 hasn't come up. There's no iPad. But in that time, I went to the Temple University Hospital, and in their endocrinologist, so they're for the diabetic patients, they use iPhone, they use an app to calculate and record their blood sugar level. Yeah, that's a really shock for me because I use my cell phone for playing games only. But I was shocked that, wow, they could change the world by using the iPhone or the telemedicine to record something and calculate something and make a report about your blood sugar changing. And yeah, seven years ago, that's what I saw and really changed my life. And I decided to become a medical entrepreneur.
That's incredible. Yeah, so you saw them utilizing the tech.
Yes.
To record information, medical information, and you started to be like, oh, wait, I can use my medical knowledge not to just be a doctor.
Yes,
I can use it to be a medical entrepreneur.
Yes.
Wow, that's beautiful. And then that sparked the second round for you of your aha moment in your entrepreneur career. Can you share that story?
Yeah, it's like a few years ago, I saw a startup news that the Oli, they changed their CEO. And they changed their product line and they changed their advertisement. They call it the post-milk generation. I think it's really, really cool. It's post-milk generation. So if you say you're a post-milk generation, you defined that the milk, the cow product, the milk is in the past. And So young people, they will want to know what's in about the hashtag, the post-milk generation, and they read, maybe they will realize that the milk will have a lot of damage to our environment, the greenhouse passage, and they use a lot of water and land. But we have alternatives. It's called Oatly. And the Oatly tastes just like milk, and it tastes just like latte with milk. And it's made from oat, so it's healthy and less harmful for our environment. And that's cool. And in that time, is nobody in Asia or Taiwan there talk about this. Actually, I believe in that the word 植物奶, the vegan milk, the word is not invented yet. So there's no Chinese words for this. I saw it only in the U.S. news and people talking about it. And I believe nobody in Taiwan or in Asia, they know the news. Or talking about the news. So that's really a big advantage. I saw the news very, 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 very earlier. And I saw the change. And I saw that Oatly is like getting up, like rocketing high. And in that time, yeah, nobody know what is Oatly. And nobody in Asia, they're talking or use the word 植物奶. It's not even invented in Chinese yet.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. And so having that English knowledge, that English ability,
yes,
allowed you to catch that trend.
Yes.
Think about how you could bring that to Asia.
Yes.
And what the market would look like here with huge milk consumers with milk tea and
yes,
Jianzhu Nai Cha, bubble tea. And you created that. And that all kind of stemmed from you being able to catch English trends.
In the first hand.
I love that. That is so, so beautiful, because without that knowledge of English, you might have not been able to think about what you could do here in Taiwan with that.
Exactly. And it's like an upper hand. If your English is good, you can absorb the knowledge and have your own insight in the real time, in the first place. You don't need to wait, or you don't need to let the trends, or when everybody is know about what is the 植物奶, the vegan milk, and you could know it like 3 or 4 years earlier.
Yeah, you don't need to wait for news to come out in Mandarin Chinese.
Yes.
You're catching it firsthand right away. And that is just beautiful, beautiful advice right there too, to how you can think about utilizing another language.
Yes.
Awesome, Edward. Well, thank you for making time out of your crazy schedule. Hopefully this has been
you.
A bit of a value add for you.
It's really valuable. It's a valuable
and
hour.
Not a pain in your butt.
No.
And a question I'd love to end with on NG Yingwen is, if you could go back and talk to a younger Edward before you were a doctor, would there be any advice you give yourself about life, language, entrepreneurship, anything?
If I have the chance to go back to time, I'll just tell the younger version of myself, that's be patient and try to live with the uncertainty. Because you want to do something new, something people don't see, or something people are not familiar with, you have to bear the anxiety and the uncertainty. Because people will search something which is comfortable. And what is comfortable is like something is been approved repeatedly. So many people want to do a doctor because doctor, after training, you go to a clinic, get a stable life, and get a well-paid. That is certain, right? So many people done it before. If you've done it, you'll feel certain inside your heart. I think you could get a good life. But if today you want to try something new, it's uncertain. Nobody know or you're going to success or failed. So we have to bear the uncertainty.
Ooh, yeah. Well said. Bearing that uncertainty, that anxiety, like you said, is actually
inevitable.
Invaluable. Yeah. Because you can overcome that, and it never actually slows you down,
yeah,
because you continue pushing the pace of human development.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish.
Well said. Very exciting stuff. Where can people find you online, some of your social media, anywhere they can buy your products?
Yeah, they could find my name on Facebook, and they could find Plan A via Facebook or website. Just type in Plan A, and we're launching the crowdfunding in the Zeze platform. So that's where you can find us. And if you love our products, you could try. We're already imported into Taiwan now.
Awesome, Edward. Well, thank you for making time, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
节目下半段这边医生提到说他当初会开始对英文有兴趣开始有动力要学其实是因为想要玩 Age of Empires, 玩那个世纪帝国。好有玩过的大概都很懂吧真的这是真的很好玩而且很容易上瘾。但因为那时候中文版的游戏还没有出来所以变成要玩的话呢就要一个一个英文字去学。那也因为这样子帮他给自己的英文打下了不错的基础。后来呢更是因此而申请上美国费城的 Temple University, 这个天普大学到当地去做实习。那他说那时候某天在医院实习的时候发现那边的内分泌科医生竟然透过苹果手机的软体帮病人追踪观察他们的血糖值。哇这对当时苹果手机只拿来打手游的他来说简直就是天方夜谭。毕竟那时候苹果才刚推出第一代手机而已连平板都还没有结果没想到这刚出来的手机就已经有软体可以让医生用来协助病患追踪血糖。所以经过那一次的惊叹之后呢让他默默下定决心以后也要好好来用科技来帮助他的病人也才会有我们今天这三间健康食品公司的存在 OK 不过英文给他带来的优势不只是打游戏和出国实习而已哦他当年也因为看英语当地新闻很早就跟国际接轨接受到西方国家他们植物奶的概念那当时根本亚洲台湾这边都还没有这个词所以也让他在台湾创业做燕麦奶的这个市场上占了上风占有这个 the upper hand 几个字我们再来听一下瑞典 Oli 那一间燕麦公司所创造的新销口号 Post Mill Generation 刚才大家有听懂吗这个 post 当字首的时候有之后的意思所以 post milk generation 表达的就是后牛奶时代好就在讲说诶你还在喝牛奶吗落伍咯现在大家都已经在喝燕麦奶了 OK 好就是牛奶已经是过去式了这样子其他 post 当字首的这个相关例子还有像是 post war 战后好尤其是指二次大战之后或者是像这两年的疫情想要表达后疫情时代的话可以说 post covid 相反的如果是之前的话就会用 pre 这个字首像是 pre-war 战前二次大战之前好还有 pre-covid 就是疫情爆发之前最后来宾想要告诉自己 be patient and live with uncertainty好意思就是说面对人生呢要有耐心而且要懂得跟各种不确定性和平共处毕竟念完医学院出来当医生过着有稳定收入的稳定人生真的没有什么不好对不对但是如果想要往其他方面去发展那很多不确定的问题就会一一出现这时候呢就要学着去跟这些不确定共存才会有办法在其他方面成功发展像他成立的这三间公司就是很好的例子好啦希望大家都有从这次的内容学到一些东西有兴趣的话呢改天可以去试试看他们优善良提供的这个 DGI 便当餐盒哦
Alright, bye everyone
Bye, thanks for your time
Peace
好啦今天的节目就到这边告一段落啦感谢各位的收听别忘了订阅我们的 Spotify 还有 YouTube 频道哦那喜欢我们节目的话也要记得到 Instagram 到 IG 上追踪我们哦如果各位有什么其他问题是想要问来宾的也请欢迎在底下留言告诉我们我们一定会想办法帮你问到手好啦那就下周在空中相会咯拜拜